Tuesday night, or Kislev. We're learning Chavis Alvavus, Shar HaTeshuva, and we're at the end of Perek Tashi'i, where he goes through different averus that have built-in obstacles. I'm returning this, okay? Built-in obstacles to doing tshuva, to tshuva shleima, to wipe out the past. You can't wipe out the past if there's a mamzer. You can't wipe out the past if you killed someone. You can't wipe out the past in any ben adam lachaver if he wasn't moichel, if he didn't return the money you owe. You can't wipe out the past. It's very hard to wipe out the past if you're doing not the past, but it's very hard to do tshuva when you're habitual. And we're in the very last category on page Reish Lamed Aleph on the bottom, and he said, and we're up to the next to the last line on page Reish Lamed Aleph, he said that a chote umachti ein maspikim biyodo lasus tshuva. We said it could have an interpretation as an onesh. It's not fair, so to speak, that he should be in Gan Eden. This is the Rav in Pirkei Avos I'm quoting. That he should be in Gan Eden and his Talmidim should be in Gehenim. And like he's thumbing his nose at them because he did tshuva, so to speak. You could do it, but it's an onesh. And many times if people, you don't know, a guy goes Teisha Torah. And he leaves, he doesn't like it. Or he met the wrong guy by breakfast, or the food was spoiled one day, Chas v'Shalom. It will never happen with Chef Herschel. But, you can't say that. But, he wasn't Zolche. You have to look at it, he wasn't Zolche. So maybe there was something in his past that they must speak in Biodol as his tshuva. There's a block. So chote, or it could be psychological. It's a tremendous hurdle to do tshuva when you've propagated a shita and now there's people following it, and you're going to have to stand up and repudiate what you've stood for, you know, for years or whatever. It's very hard. It's a tremendous obstacle to doing tshuva. Now comes a very...
Isn't that almost the same approach on Lashon Hara? Because once it starts getting spoken, it's...
Well, there it's practically hard, so you can't ask mechila from everywhere that it went. Here I'm saying it's psychologically hard, because you have people that, like, hey, you have to stand up in the stadium and say, you know, I fooled you all, this is all a joke, this is all not true. You repudiate your own religion. But now, so you say, this is not so nogeya us. It's nogeya every Reform rabbi and every conservative rabbi, but us is not nogeya, unless I advocate going to work instead of being in kollel. I mean, okay, it could be something like that. It's very hard to do tshuva.
Somebody's got to pay for the place.
Anyway, so, but this is very nogeya us, what he's now going to say. It's a chiddush. You're not going to like what you hear. He says, "V'nispach l'sug zeh," similar to this category of a chote umachti, that it's so hard to do tshuva. Mishe'ef shelo l'tzavos b'gemilos chasodim, someone that can teach people to do good works, to do good. Sheyitzava olav v'yachazik es hadaver, and he has to do it. And if his remiss, if a person can inspire others. See, this is a form of chote umachti, and ein maspikim biyodol lasus tshuva. Now it becomes very relevant to all of us and quite scary. If you have an ability to inspire others to do good, and you don't do it, so you're in effect a form of chote umachti. You're not teaching people what you should teach them. They're not doing what they should be doing if you had taught them. So obviously it's not chote umachti, but he's saying it's a form of that. V'chein lahazer minora. If you don't speak up against evildoers, you're not moche. And this is really a Gemara in Shabbos about a person that has the ability to be moche and something going on, and either he's afraid. Yazer mimenu anoshim atoim. He has to tell people, stop, what you're doing is not right. V'yimnimna mikach. And if he doesn't do it, if he refrains from doing so, mechemdoso l'masha bidehem. He has too much at stake. He can get fired from his job. He's right. He could get fired. He could. The guy could write him out of his will. He could not be. You know. He could not. If he supports him, he won't support him anymore. You have to be able to speak up, right? If you get money, I don't want to give examples. It'll start a whole controversy here, right? If let me, in the Satmar Rav's view, the reason it's wrong to take money from the Israeli government is because you could be sure that you'll then be afraid to speak up. We saw that by Gush Katif, unfortunately, that you won't want to speak up against evil because, you know, you got a $10 billion thing at stake. You don't want to lose the $10 million. So, v'yamnimna mikach, from speaking up against evil, mechamdosa l'masha bideihem, which is money, money, money. Chaim Soloveitchik is not ashamed. He lived 1,000 years ago and he wasn't ashamed to say it. Mechamdosa l'masha bideihem, o mechashash mehem, even if you're afraid of them. Now, to what degree do you refrain if you're afraid? If you're afraid they're going to shoot you and kill you, and a chanami. But it means you don't want to get on their bad side, or even worse. You know, he doesn't have to be talking about sakonas nefashos, but you know, you want people to like you. People have a tendency, they want people to like them. I don't know why. So he doesn't want to speak up because he doesn't want to be seen in a certain light. Oshem is bayesh mipnayim, even if you're just embarrassed. So you allow for the perpetration of evil. This is a sugi in Shabbos, really. A whole blot gemara in Shabbos and in Shavuos, that a person could be nenash al shehoyelo limchos velo michol. Grad, if you learn Shmiros Aloshin and you learn with the days. So today's, not the Hilchos Lashon Hara, but the Shmiras HaLoshon, today's thing is about being Mochim B'nei Beso, that talk Lashon Hara. And you have to speak up and tell them to stop. So if you don't do it, V'to'u V'lo Hidricham, so if you were Sor Meitov, if you didn't teach them, if you have an ability to teach and to show them the right way and to inspire and to get them to do good things, V'lo Hidricham, Elohim Chosum Lederech HaYashar, or you weren't Moche, Harehu Nitbal Kach. So that's a Tviya, akin, he says, akin to Chote Umachti. And it's not so poshut, you'll be able to do Tshuva even. Not only is he reminding us that it's an Avera, which we have to be reminded of, because usually we think, okay, you know, I didn't speak up. It has nothing to do with me. I didn't do an Aveira. Yes, you did. That's the Sugi and Shabbos. Your nitfas ba'avon, if you were not Moche, when you had the ability to be Moche. Here, he's saying, so that's not even a Chiddush. That's a Gemara. He's saying a Chiddush here that it's Begeder Chote Yomachti and Ein Maspikim Biyodol Lassus Tshuva. Hashem will block your tshuva, but it's not fair. You messed up a rabbi, a tzibur, or you didn't help them, and now you're sitting. You think you're going to sit pretty, and they're gonna be messed up. So they must speak and be other lasses tshuva. Vareo nitbal kach kamer hu rosho bavono yomus. That person will die because he did a maaser rishus. That person also has bechira. He has no excuse. He wasn't supposed to do what he did. But the damo miyotcha avakesh, Hashem will hold you ultimately responsible. Why was he such a rasha? Why didn't he? Did you ever try to be makar of him? You know, we'll use the word kiruv. Did you ever try to set him straight? So, who knows if you could have or if you couldn't? But Hashem knows. Hashem and you. So I'm saying that's not even his chiddush. That's a Gemara in Shabbos. That's a widespread yesod. Chafetz Chaim says it a couple times in Hilchos Tshuva. If ha'iloi limchus v'lo micha, so you're nitfas ba'avon. And the Gemara goes through all the scenarios. It talks about anshei beso, your household members. It could be a wife. It could be a husband. It could be your children. If they're bar mitzvah, it could be your children. It's nageya. No mitzvah of chinuch, people say. But there's this mitzvah, that you usually have the power, limchos, and you're not moche. And then the Gemara talks about the city, right? The concentric circles, you know, circles of influence. however wide your sphere of influence, circle of influence happens to be, you have a responsibility. It's a tremendous responsibility. And it's very scary, because the kinds of others very harsh. He calls it Chayti Umachti, or he says it's a form of Chayti Umachti, but if he puts it in this parak, it means it's a form that deserves Ein Maspik and Biyod Lasos Tshuva. Okay, let's go on to the final parak, Parak Asiri, where he's going to soften the blow of Parak Tashi'i. Not soften by backtracking, but he's going to tell you, so what should I do? So tell me, Mr. Chavis Halvavis, Rabbi Chavis Halvavis, what do I do if I have such an Avera? I did it. I mean, it's in the past. I can't take back the past. I insulted someone. I don't know where he lives now. I shoplifted many stores. They closed down already. I talked Lashon Hara. What do I do now? What do I do? I was Chayti Umachti in the minor form. So tell me what to do. What should I do? There's no hope. That's it. Sagur. So in Perek Tashi talked about obstacles and difficulty, and it's now he's saying Omer Avalechti Ha'etza Lemisha Kashasa Olavat Shuvah. So what should he do? Surely we can't leave him in the lurch. As he says, maybe it's hard, maybe it's obstacle filled, maybe it's psychologically difficult, but we can't leave the guy hanging like that. Hashem created the concept of tshuva. It's across the board applicable. It can't be that the guy is stuck. Omar b'tshuva al-kach, and he goes through the whole thing again. That it's difficult to fix them up. It'll happen because of one or two things. You're going mirma, fooling people, being dishonest, whether it's benodom amokom or benodom lachaveiro, benimno mimeno atshuva, and we're saying that tshuva is withheld from him. The ability to do a full tshuva is withheld from him. May echad ha'afanim, in one of the ways, I made a whole list in Perek, in the ninth Perek, I made a list. You just got through with the list. Remember? Hello, anybody home? He says, I just made you a list. May echad ha'afanim, asher higdamnu b'meshek kosher ha'tshuva mehen. So he says a very soothing idea. Hari Ashav Kasher Mekabel Al Atzmo Gidrei Atshuva B'chol Tanoel Asher B'yecholto U'be'efsharuso Mehen. If you do everything possible, remember we had a whole parak 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and when we learned it we saw the Chavis Halvavos' view of tshuva is very, very deep rooted. You got mamish, get into your kishkas and change your whole attitude, your whole everything. It's not just a question of lip service, okay, I'll be good from now on. So if you really, really do that in your heart, you know, you're really ready for tshuva shleima, he says, Hashem, amazing thing, Hashem's going to take care of it, don't worry. He says, I don't know, maybe the mamzer will get me in a car crash, he'll die. Amazing thing, he says. That's what he says. Maybe the mamzer will die, and maybe you'll be on the rakevet to Tel Aviv, and you pump meet the guy that was your neighbor 25 years ago, and you never knew where he was to ask a mechila, and now you met him on the train, and Hashem made that happen because your tshuva was sincere, so he put the two of you together. Now's your big chance. You can ask him to be moichel you. Hare Hashem Yisadar V'Yisroman, you see what he says? Chavis Halvavos, Hashem will help you. Hashem will give you a helping hand. If you're sincere, it's a big if. Believe me, it's a big if. If you try hard and you do everything you're supposed to do, and the only missing piece is like not in your hands anymore, because the guy moved away, you don't know who it is, etc. Leave it to the Eibishter. He's very resourceful, and he could work things out for you. Hashem Yisborach Yokel Olav Mashakosha B'tshuva. So Hashem will remove the difficulty in the tshuva. The Ein Adonu Al Mashanel Amlo, when he can't help anymore. v'yesh lo amaslo mimenu v'yosum lo motza korov mecheto. He'll work something out. V'kabal amaslo bo. Imoyim minyoni yisurim shuskarnu v'mishaholed meyisr. He has a mamzer. It's an amazing thing, he says. Yachris Hashem is Hazera. Don't worry, you'll get word. It was in a car accident. He died. He says, you don't like that.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't like they did it because I do tshuva, that guy's going to die. That's what he says. That's not what he says.
He didn't do anything.
Right. But that's a mamzer.
Is there a means that the chet, not the person?
No. He's talking about the person. In Perek Chi, he said if there's a mamzer that was born from the B.S.S.R., you got a real problem. You can't do tshuva. You can't wipe away your sin. Your sin is walking and talking, and is a flesh and blood. A mamzer, you see in the Gemara, a mamzer is the personification of the sin.
It's him dying.
What? Now you could. Now there's no block to your tshuva. He doesn't exist anymore. Doesn't help you do tshuva. After you do tshuva, there's still a block. Because your avera is here. You can't wipe away your avera. It's mugsham, mugusham. It's here. It's in the worry. Hashem will take care of it. Hashem will do whatever he has to do.
Physically is always here, just
spiritually. I'm sorry, you had to be here the last few days. I'm sorry. That's what we talked about in Perek Shi, that there's certain Averis that their Averis. That the Averis. I'm not giving you Musa for not being here. I'm saying that he talked about in Perek Shi, he made very clear that there's certain Averis that have physical manifestations and they are blockages to full tshuva. Because full tshuva, the idea of tshuva in the Chavis Havavos' world is teshuva, going back to the previous state, and it's belave, and most of it's belave, and 99.9% of it is belave. But he said there's a blockage. If there's something here, you can't go back in time. So now he's saying, if you do the 99%, Hashem will take care of the 1%. Occupy Wall Street. He'll take care of the 1%. Only a few people know what that means. The 1%. If you can't afford to pay back everything you took, and Hashem will make you rich. You'll be able to pay everybody back. Hashem will take away the blockages. That's the yesod of Perek Asiri. If you really want to do tshuva, and you're undaunted by the obstacles, and you say, I will do what I can. And what I can't do, so it's up to the Eibishter, it's up to Hashem, which I do. If you get to that point, he's saying Hashem will take care of the rest. Hashem will make you meet the guy that you didn't know where he moved to, you'll bump into him, you'll have enough money. Hashem, when he says Kriya Shema at night, the guy says Kriya Shema every night, right? And he says, Yirah Adonai Melech al everybody, he doesn't mean a word of it, doesn't even know what the words mean. Then one day he gets an article, Siddha, and he says the Yirah Adonai, he says, Adonai Melech al everybody that wronged me, and he says, what? That player that did that and that to me 27 years ago, yeah, I'm moichel him too. Hashem will make that happen. If you do whatever you can, Hashem will take care of the rest. That's what he says.